as well to stay on Billy Bowlegs, are still with the pack. World's First coming back from a break, came out softly, races at the back as a result. Clark Griswold, Billy Bowlegs, they're the first two. After 200 metres of action, nothing between them. Clark Griswold just needs to settle, and now he's got his head in his chest as Billy Bowlegs takes him along. Miami Summer at the outside of Clark Griswold races in third. Then comes in a timely manner and World's First. They're an Indian file. One by one they go towards the corner of the track with 1,000 metres left to run. Billy Bowlegs in front by two. Clark Griswold races away in second. Miami Summer a further two lengths away in third and four lengths from the leader. And another one and a half back to in a timely manner. And World First at the back of the field. Nothing complicated. Midway down the turn. 800 metres left to go. Billy Bowlegs is the leader. Holds a two-length advantage over Clark Griswold, who races away in second at regular intervals. Another two lengths back to Miami Summer, then two lengths back to in a timely manner. He'll swing in fourth place. No one getting urgent yet, and World First is still at the back of the field. 550 metres left to run. Billy Bowlegs brought them into the home straight. Over in second place, Clark Griswold. Then up the inside in a timely manner. Miami Summer needs to lift nearest us. World First got three lanes to make up. It's an equal playing field. But here comes in a timely manner. Over towards the inside rail, who's picked up the lead. Clark Griswold, Miami Summer and Billy Bowlegs are all together. It's a four-cornered contest as they reach the closing stages. And now Miami Summer turned it on. And Miami Summer wins going away. Second full by Clark Griswold, Billy Bowlegs, then came in a timely manner and World First needed it, and we'll come on. Miami Summer. It took him a while. The pin dropped at probably a little bit too close to home for comfort. The further he goes, the more he races, the more he peaks, the better he'll be. JP Fanamava on board for Justin Snaith. Another one bred by Normandy today. Son of the United States, in the colours of Greg and Gina Bortz in partnership with Leon Ellman. Won it by a length, cozier than that. Could be exciting as a four-year-old Miami Summer. Still got pounds in hand from the handicapper. Clark Griswold second, and he'll win his races, as will Billy Burling, Sounds of Life in third, and in a timely manner, I thought still ran admirably in fourth. Then came World First back from a break, and he can only build off this. So the winner number two, Miami Summer, he was probably the first to come under pressure, to be fair. Like I said, it took him a while to warm up. He'd been to Hollywood Bets Durbanville before. He's won here twice. I mean, he does like it around here. Maybe it's just the further he goes, the more he develops, the more he races. Out of a Silvano mare, that could be the go for number two, Miami Summer. And like I said, he's won this easy in the margin, suggested 400 metres out, under a bit of pressure, eventually warm, turned it on. And if this race was 200 metres further, he wins it a lot more cozier than what he did.
Oh, my Miami